Nee. Who's that speaking?
I'm sorry, Chair, I just pressed record.
That's a good idea. We like to hear that, Andrew. Okay, then, thank you very much. Can I just say welcome to you all this evening? Thank you all very much for joining us this evening. Mark, you're welcome to the committee for this evening's meeting. And I also like to welcome Tim. Can I ask Judith, can you introduce Tim to us, please, since Tim is a new person coming to join us tonight?
Yes, Chair. We've got Tim Willis with us tonight. He's our new interim head of finance, and you know he's working alongside Emma on the you know with the finance team on a couple of the reports that we've got on the agenda tonight.
Okay, then that's great. Right, welcome, Tim. Very nice to meet you tonight. Maybe
Thank
one
you.
of these times we'll meet you in person, but in the meantime, you're very welcome. And Avatar, you're very welcome also. And so also is Mike, our cabinet member. So welcome to you all this evening, and let's just make a start, shall we? And Emma, I think you're going to kick off this evening, aren't you? You're going to kick off with the first item in the programme, which is the annual Treasury Management Report.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. All I'm going to do is give a brief overview because this annual Treasury is just looking back over the last 12 months. And a larger proportion of this information is already contained within the Treasury strategy, which we're going to go through next. I'm just going to draw your attention to a couple of paragraphs that I think are probably the most key. So 5.12 says that we've got slightly more balances at the 31st of March than we had last year, primarily reflecting additional grant payments we received from the government in relation to COVID. So it's just like a timing balance. 5.2.1 sets out the counterparties we've got the investments in at the end of the year. Again, it's just a snapshot. And 5.30 is that the interest rates were low compared to reflecting the low bank interest rate. Investment income was on track with what we'd got, but it was reduced significantly as a result of the low interest rates as part of the revised budget process for last year. We did have some longer term investments at higher rate, which is why we achieved 0.21%. And then the authorised limits and operational boundary weren't exceeded. That's as much as I'm going to go into, but if there's any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Right, Emma, thank you for that. I'll just ask the committee members, have any of you got anything you feel you would like to say about the annual Treasury Management Report, bearing in mind that we're actually talking about last year and much of this we have met before. Anyone with any comments they would like to make?
Only to say that it's a well-constructed report and just reflects the last 12 months. I think we should accept it as it is.
Right, thank you for that, Roy. Yes, I think we should be very pleased with this. We seem to have done exceptionally well. Excellent that we've managed to have no borrowing at all. That's a good news for us. And it would be nice to think that this might carry on in the future, although it might be rather difficult for that to happen. So can I ask you then, the recommendation is that we note the annual Treasury Management Report for 2021.
So
And
noted,
we also,
Chairman.
right, and you're also approving the actual 2021 Prudential and Treasury indicators set out in the appendix, and the appendix is on page 13 and 14.
So noted, Madam Chairman.
Right, thank you very much for that. We'll move on then, please. And we're moving on, it's page 15 on your agenda. And this is the Treasury Management Strategy, the Minimum Revenue Provision Policy, and the Annual Investment Strategy for 22-23. And Tim, I believe you're going to take us through this.
Chair, no, I'm not. Emma is going
Hey,
to
all right, okie-dokie, right? Isn't that a relief
isn't it?
to
Yeah.
you? Right then, Emma.
So again, Madam Chair, I'm going to be quite brief and draw your attention to the key paragraphs, but again, happy to take any questions. So paragraph 5.30, you will see an increase in the capital financing requirement in 22-23. That's reflecting anticipated changes in the IFRS 16 leasing standard, which I think we've mentioned before, which will require more things to come on balance sheet. So we're just making sure that's in there. And we've also got planned borrowing of 1.4 million as part of Future High Streets Fund at present. 5.31 sets out your reserve balances and potential investment balances at each of the years. The operational boundary in 5.47 and authorised limit, again, these have increased, which is reflecting the IFRS implications plus potential borrowing is included in those. 5.50, we still are expecting interest rates to be low, but we are expecting them to increase over the period, and our budget is expected to be 197,000, so we are anticipating that it'll increase. And there's no changes to our investment strategy for investments planned in 22-23. That's as much as I'm going to go into, so happy to take any questions members may have.
Right. Can I ask if there is anyone, any of the committee members, any points you want to raise or you want to ask questions about? No one with any questions. I just wanted to raise a point that I've mentioned to you before. Page 19, where, and it's a 5.18. And I just wanted to make sure that whenever you're saying in 5.18 that the training needs of Treasury Management Officers are periodically reviewed, I would like to think that also the training needs for our audits committee members are reviewed as well, because sometimes we may need some guidance and assistance from the officers as to where there is training available and that we should be participating in that.
Yes, Madam Chair, as discussed, what we'll make sure is that any training is required, and speak to yourselves to see if there's any further training you think you need over the next 12 to 18 months in order to discharge the responsibility.
Right, that's good to know. Right, so any of you, can you just take note of that, you know, that you are encouraged to participate in any training, and if you see anything coming up that you feel would be of help to you, then don't hesitate to get in touch with Emma or with Judith, or in fact with myself or Jim, just to see, you know, you feel it would be beneficial to us. And it doesn't only need to be for yourself. If you feel the rest of us would in fact benefit from it, then draw our attention to that. So any other comments anyone would like to make? You're all happy with that. The recommendations are actually on page 15 and page 16, are they? So if we move back to them, quite a few recommendations. So you're being asked to note the prudential and treasury indicators, the MRP policy statement, the treasury management policy, the annual investment strategy for 22-23. And then you're also being asked to note that indicators may change in accordance with the final recommendations from the Cabinet to the Council in relation to both the general fund revenue budget and the capital programme. I think we could expect that, couldn't we? So can I ask you then?
Yeah, so noted, Madam Chairman.
Right, can I have a nod of approval from all of you, please, just to indicate, right? Okay, right, thank you for that. Right, and then we're moving on then to the strategic risk register. That's on page 49. This is going to be a record tonight, isn't it? Well, seeing you're all going off to another meeting, isn't it? No shilly-shallying. Right, so page 49, Judith, are you going to take us through this, please?
I will, thank you, Chair. So this report sets out the Council's strategic risk register as at the 30th of September last year. Members will note from the table at 3.1 on the bottom of page 49 that there's been no change in the number of risks and there's been no change in the scoring of those risks. What you will see, though, set out in Appendix 2 is the progress update on each of those risks. You'll see a commentary against each of the actions that have been planned and then an overall summary of the progress for each of those risks. So it's not that things haven't been moving forward, it just hasn't resulted in a change of those risk scores. We will be coming up for another review of the risk register, probably in February towards March time, and I would expect that some of those risks will move forward and will undergo a we'll do a more in-depth review, because we will be kind of 2 years on then from the pandemic. And if members recall, we reformatted the whole of the risk register to take into account the effect that the pandemic was having very early on. And whilst we've done incremental reviews, I think now would be a good time for us to kind of stand back and do a more in-depth review of that. So I say this is kind of an interim position mid-year, and we'll do a more fulsome review in March, February, March.
Right,
that's fine, Judith. Anyone with any... Right? Sorry, I was just going to say I'm happy to do my best to answer any questions that members might have.
Okay then, Judith, thank you for that. Thank you very much. Ian?
Thanks, Chairman. I'm just a bit confused about the timings on this. The register says as at end of September, which I understand halfway through the year. But I heard, I think Judith said something about comments having been updated. Have they been updated since that point in time or not? Yes. Are we looking at something that's effectively 4.5 months out of date?
If I confused, I didn't intend to. The comments would have been put in for the position as at the 30th of September. They'd have been probably done just shortly after. They certainly haven't been updated since then. I say this report went through to Cabinet at the beginning of December, and this reflects that position around October time when the document was pulled together. My comments about updating it are looking forward to March, when we'll do a more detailed review.
Yeah, thanks, Judith. I understand that. So my question would be, why is it we're looking at this now, 4 months on, rather than in the back end of the year, when it would have been more relevant, I would have said.
Chair, if I can, it's just a little bit unfortunate. We've had some time changes in times of meetings. Normally, this would flow quite seamlessly after it's been to Cabinet. But because we've had to rejig some of the meetings, it's meant there's been a bit of a gap. And this committee was put back into January. Normally, the audit committee would have met in December, and it would have met shortly after the Cabinet meeting, and it would have been a little bit more timely. Then it's always difficult for us to fit it very close after the kind of half year end, because it takes time to produce the report and take it through to Cabinet first. But it is later than usual, so I do apologise for that.
I'm sure there's no apology needed, but I thank you very much for the explanation. I do have a question of detail on the risk register itself, Chairman, but I'll leave that until you ask for those questions.
Okay then, Mark, your hand is up. Would you like to switch your mic on? Thank you.
Just very quickly, I think the point that Ian's made is quite relevant, because in one way, but in another way, as we're sort of moving past this Omicron peak, it will be interesting to look at the risk register again, because some of those risks, we've now had a financial settlement and one or two other things, should be an improving picture. Whether the officers agree with that or not, I don't know. But it does look like, as we move forwards and come into the endemic stage, that we are going to be in a better place than we were a year ago. Thank you.
Right, thank you for that, Mark. Any other comments anyone would like to make before I come back to Ian? Right, Ian, would you like to ask your questions, please?
Yeah, it's a point of detail relating to page 83. It's one of the identified risks. Page 83, 40B, it relates to the Westbridge Park open space transformation. The specific question is about the last of the actions. And we're reading here, Elaine School bid for funds from the Department of Education to repurpose the pool building and using SBC monies to decommission the pool as match funding, which is understood. However, I think I've pointed out before that that is way out of date. I mean, that was out of date at the end of September. In fact, it was out of date in June 2021. I believe it was June where that grant was rejected by the DOE. And I think officers were briefed on that at the time. So I'm a little confused that this comment is still in there. And I'd like to see it corrected.
Judith.
Yeah, that's something I don't have the knowledge of. I will have to go back to the head of service who's responsible for this area of work and seek an updated position from her. I'm happy to do that, and then we can email that out to all members of the committee to explain what the latest position is on that one.
Thank you, Judith.
That would be, are you happy with that then, Ian?
Absolutely. It's just important that if people are making decisions based on a risk register, they're looking at valid information, obviously. There's the up-to-datedness, but there's also this question about it. I don't think this was correct at the time. So, yes, I'm comfortable with that. Thank you.
Right, that's fine then. So you'll make sure that's done then, Judith. I'm sure you will.
I will check. And if I could just clarify, whilst I appreciate that, you know, I do need to check whether this was in date at the time, if any decisions are being made, it will be made on current information. We wouldn't base it on this risk register. Any decisions that are made, we do a full reassessment of risk. So if there were to be another report on that specific issue, there'd be a set of risk implications included in the report. We wouldn't rely on the risk register for those purposes. So.
Thank you.
Right. Okay, then, Judith, that's fine. That's great. Members, do you have any other questions or points you'd like to make? Mike?
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, Ian's quite right. And I did make the same point when it went to Cabinet at the beginning of December.
Thanks, Mike.
Right, thank you for that, Michael. Avatar, can I come to you then and ask if there's anything specific that you feel you would like to draw the members' attention to?
I think, just in terms of, if I give you accounts, the audit update, we are in the progress of doing the audit. We've taken a break during the period of audit just because of officers having other commitments at a time where they're looking at budget setting, etc. Yeah. So we've decided to give, you know, that period of time back to the officers, and we're progressing through the audit now, and we're looking and in hoping that we'll sign off in March for the next after the next audit committee. As long as, you know, there's no onerous findings or misstatements that we might need to alter or change the accounts for, because as you can imagine, the audit is a live situation, and, you know, we can uncover new things on every day, and we just need to assess. So from what my understanding is, the audit is going well now, and we are on track, and fingers crossed we meet that deadline now.
Right, that's good, that's fine. Right, thanks for that, Arthur. And there are no other comments anyone would like to make. Can we then go back, please, and note that on page 49, the recommendation is that members note the draft strategy of risk register and consider the progress made in the identification and management of the strategic risks.
Madam Chairman, so noted, but also note Ian's comment about Westbridge Park.
Right, thank you for that. Are we all agreed on that then, members? Right, that's great. Thank you very much for that. Well, I think that's quite the quickest meeting we've had in a long, long time. Well done, all of you. Can I just say enjoy the rest of your evening? Especially those going on to further meetings. Best of luck to you. And thank you all for your attendance tonight. You know, can I thank a cabinet member for being with us, and also after. Mark, thank you for joining us this evening. And also Judith and the others, thank you for joining us. And good night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.